Welcome back to the Thought Media Podcast. Today, we're breaking down something timeless, the psychology of high-converting websites.
This is one of those topics that separates average websites from real revenue engines.
Because conversion isn't about trends. It's about how the human brain actually makes decisions.
Exactly. Design is visual. Conversion is psychological.
Let's start with cognitive biases. These are mental shortcuts people use to make decisions quickly.
One of the most powerful is social proof. When visitors see testimonials, recognizable logos, or real numbers, trust increases instantly.
It reduces perceived risk. And risk reduction is critical for conversion.
Authority bias is another one. Certifications, press mentions, strong case studies, they position you as the expert.
Scarcity works too. Limited spots, deadlines, availability signals. Humans are wired to act when something feels scarce.
But authenticity matters. Artificial urgency destroys trust long-term.
Now let's talk visual hierarchy.
This is huge. People scan websites in predictable patterns, usually F pattern or Z pattern.
If your headline and primary call to action aren't placed strategically, they get missed.
High-converting sites guide attention intentionally. One dominant action per section.
Strong headlines, clear subheadings, proper spacing, no clutter.
Clarity beats cleverness every time.
Next, trust triggers.
Professional imagery. Real team photos, security badges, guarantees, transparent messaging.
Trust is built in milliseconds. If something feels off, conversions drop.
Color psychology plays a role as well.
Blue builds trust. Green signals growth. Red creates urgency. But contrast matters more than color itself.
If your call to action blends into the design, you lose momentum.
And then there's microcopy, the science of tiny words.
Button text like Get My Free Strategy performs better than Submit.
Small reassurance text under forms can dramatically increase signups.
Even a simple line like no spam, unsubscribe anytime, reduces friction.
So when one website converts at 8% and another at 0.5%, it's rarely luck.
It's structure, it's psychology, it's intentional decision architecture.
A beautiful website that doesn't convert is just expensive art.
A psychologically optimized website is a revenue system.
And that's the difference.
Next episode, we're breaking down what actually justifies a $100,000 website.
You don't want to miss that one.
See you next time.